Almighty God, we humbly beseech Thee to vouchsafe Thy blessings upon this council, direct and prosperous deliberations to the advancement of Thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with the indigenous occupants of the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
Councillor Carley has an apology this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Changes to the order of business?
Nil.
Deputations?
Nil, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor?
Yes, I declare conflict of interest for item 11.9 as I'm an employee of NAB.
Thank you, Councillor Mariluski. I declare a conflict of interest in 9.1 due to a committee position held. Adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meetings.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting. I can't. I wasn't here. Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 26th of August 2014 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Medlock. Do you have a Councillor to second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Mariluski. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Correspondence inward.
Nil, Mr. Mayor.
Petitions and joint letters.
Mr. Mayor, I have a petition, or a joint letter, sorry, I should say. Reunits at 2 to 4 Smith Street, Melton. We, the undersigned, are protesting the continual invasion of this property by motorbike riders, people and children who attend functions at the Senior Citizens Hall. The children and youth are left to run wild through and onto the property. The garbage left in the car park after a function. People walking their dogs and allowing their animals to defecate and not pick up after themselves, but left for others to clean up. And it's undersigned by about 10 people.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Any other petitions or joint letters? Item number 9, resumption of debate or other business carried over from previous meeting. Councillor Ramsey, can you take the chair, please?
What a fantastic mayor. It's been 11 months and this is the first time I've got to take the chair. Okay. 9.1, Community Funding Outcomes 2013-14. Presented by Mr. Heaney.
Thanks for that, Councillor Ramsey. Look, I'll just present this. It's an overview of our community funding scheme, if you like, for the last 12 months up to the financial year of 13-14. I suppose over this term, there's a stream of community funding and opportunities that that organisations can submit for. In the last financial year, we've had 123 submissions for three funding schemes, if you like, and those funding schemes are the council and the organisation's funding scheme, which is a community grants program where council had provided up to $250,000 for community initiatives or projects for that term, but also the partnership arrangement we have with the club, being Collingwood, and HRV, where there's another 143,000 that's available for the community to have submissions and be considered for. So overall, there's been 354,000, nearly 355,000 that's been achieved in the last financial year through three funding programs that council has been part of. I suppose at the end of the day, it's a great initiative. These programs are out there for community organisations or individuals that provide that can provide opportunities for those, for their clubs, for their participants, etc. There's been 90 grants that's been achieved in council's program over that financial year, and there's been 19 achieved via the Collingwood program, and another 14 with HRV. So, in overall, 123 outcomes, if you like, for different members of our community to access those funding streams. I won't go on about the report. I think it's a good news story. Again, it's an opportunity for groups to submit for funding in a range of different categories. It is assessed by a committee, and applications need to adhere and be promoted. There is an allocation provided for individual programs, and I won't go through all of those because there are many and they're appended to the document. They come under assessment criteria, of which officers and councillors are part of that with community representatives or members of those relevant clubs. So, councillors, I just put forward to you the recommendations on page 6 in relation to this report, and that's obviously to receive the outcomes of the program for 13-14 and receive and note, of course, the outcomes of HRV and the Collingwood funding program for this term as well. Thank you, councillors.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor have any clarification? Is there a mover for this recommendation?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd like to move this recommendation. Also commend the department and the grant department as well. They tirelessly put in a lot of effort to organise these grants, and also commend this council for supporting 123 outcomes. Fantastic outcome.
Thank you, Councillor Majlik. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor Cogliari. All those in favour? I declare the recommendation under motion carried. Thank you. Could someone let the Mayor back into the chamber?
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. I have number 10, public question time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We do have a number of questions from members of the gallery this evening. First, two questions are from Louise Liron. I hope that's the correct pronunciation. Is Louis, is it? Okay. The first question is, what action is Council undertaking regarding the parking problem at drop-off and pick-up on Park Lane, Taylors Hill, adjacent to the YMCA childcare centre? With no adequate parking, cars trying to drive on Park Lane are having near misses with pedestrians and other drivers, as drivers are blind to oncoming traffic. I'll refer this question to the Acting General Manager Planning and Development, Mr. Michael Tudball.
Thanks, Mr. CEO, Mr. Mayor and councillors. Council has a really good relationship with the Taylors Hill Primary School, and we've been working on a number of initiatives to improve safety around the school precinct. We've been working with the school on a trial of a kiss-and-go drop-off zone in Loddon Drive. At this stage, it'll be trialled in Term 4. This will hopefully create greater turnover and free up parking around the school. Also, over the last year, Council and the school have established a walking group that has up to 40 kids walking to school from the Taylors Hill Youth Centre. Park Lane and Loddon Drive both have indented parking lanes, and there's no space for any additional parking on that. But we have been working very diligently with the school, Mr. Mayor. Happy to receive any other feedback on any specifics as well that our engineers and our department can look at.
The second element to the question is, what actions are council undertaking to ensure my child has a safe environment to play on at Bloomsbury Park, Taylor's Hill, without having the fear that they will be run over by a motor vehicle, in brackets cars, trucks and motorbikes driving over the park? And this element will be responded to by the General Manager Community Services, Murray Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. And to you, Mr. Lewis. In relation to the park, we have contractors that undergo continuous inspections of the reserves. Officers at the same time take on notice your comments about children's safety, and we'll raise this as part of the Community Safety Committee, of which Council is a part and of which the police are a part of. I'll also answer another part of this question, as Council officers internal are also looking at this existing park and its current condition, of possible changes to that, and that'll be a consideration of a future budget. Thank you.
The next two questions are from Olivia Laurent, who's in the gallery. The first part is, when will Council commit in ensuring there are safe pedestrian crossings for children and the elderly on Hume Drive and Calder Park Drive, Taylor's Hill? And again, General Manager Planning and Development, Michael Tudball, to respond.
Thanks, Mr. CEO, Mr. Mayor. This financial year, Council are constructing a shared path currently being built from the Retirement Centre to the Watervale Shopping Centre along the eastern side of the road. Additionally, Council will be constructing a crossing point just north of the shopping centre. There are no plans at the moment for any additional crossing points on Hume Drive, but again, we'd be really keen to hear any feedback directly from the gallery after the meeting, if you like, on any specific points, and we, the Engineering Department, can go down and have a look and put something in plans, hopefully. Thank you.
And the second part to that question was, when will Council commit in providing a safe play space at Bloomsbury Reserve, Taylor's Hill, a space where children can utilise the reserve in various ways without being in danger of picking up some illegal drug paraphernalia left by dealers and users? And General Manager Community Services, Murray Heaney, will respond.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Again, I think I've answered this partially in the previous question. Again, it is a subject of review, this park in Taylor's Hill, and that's, as identified earlier, in part of my response. In relation to the danger of picking up some illegal drug and paraphernalia on the site, that is an issue to us, and we'll have contractors inspect the site as much as possible. The other thing that occurs on the site is we have regular inspection programs of play equipment and assets on all reserves, all parks, but they're not every day, they're frequently, and that report comes back to Council for consideration. We'll get back to you in a response of the latest part of your question. Thank you.
Okay, the next question is from Chris Ardesees, I think is how it's pronounced. Is Chris in the gallery? A-R-D-I-C-E-S, I interpreted the spelling as. No, not in the gallery. In that case, we'll provide a written response to that question. Next question is from John Southall, and John is in the gallery. And John states that he is on the committee of the Hospital for Melton, and nothing has been done for 6 months. What is the point of all those signatures if we aren't going to do anything with them? There's really two points in this question, I guess. The first one is in relation to the operation of the committee. The second one's in relation to the status or the current situation with regard to the petition for a general hospital in Melton. The committee at its last meeting, which is probably even more than 6 months ago, determined to postpone any further meetings until after a comprehensive health needs analysis had been completed. The funding application for this analysis was submitted but was not successful. However, a smaller grant was achieved for part of that work to be done, and there are a number of additional questions coming out of that piece of work that has now been completed, and that will need to be followed up, but it's a resource issue. There is probably little point in the committee reconvening until it does have that base case evidence to present to either, you know, the government or the opposition, because in our interactions to date, we are purely working on anecdotal information. We don't have hard data or research stats, which both sides of politics request when we meet with them. So that's the current status. Until we have got some of that hard data, we are not in a strong position to progress the issue. Secondly, with the petition, it currently has 7,047 signatures, and the target was a minimum of 10,000 before it was presented. So it hasn't reached that target yet, so it hasn't progressed. Happy to discuss the matter with you after the meeting, John. The next question is also from John Southall, and he asks, what benefits has Council passed on to residents since the repeal of the carbon tax? The short answer to that question, John, is that we haven't passed anything on to residents at this point in time. The repeal of the carbon tax will deliver savings to council in two areas. One is in terms of the levy on waste going to landfill, and council, in terms of its waste disposal, is party to a significant metropolitan contract. And the actual terms of that contract are quite complex, and it is being worked through by the Metropolitan Waste Management Group in terms of the terms of that contract and what refund there will be to council post the repeal of the carbon tax. So until council has that information, it's in no position really to make a decision on what it will do in that regard. The second element is in respect of electricity and the anticipated reduction in the cost of electricity, which is a significant cost to council, particularly for public street lighting. And we anticipate savings in that regard. We will be making an assessment at a half year. We always do a half year review of the budget. Whilst we have some savings in respect of the repeal of the carbon tax, you may well recall that the federal government has also frozen indexation of general purpose revenue grants, which cost this council in the order of $500,000 in year one of that freeze. So there are some ups and downs, and at the half year review, council will have regard to both where it has underachieved in budget terms and overachieved in budget terms. And at that point, council will determine what the appropriate course of action is. Yes, you'll get a written response, yeah, and it'll detail all of that. Okay. Next question is from David O'Connor. David's in the gallery. And he states, Diggers Rest, in my opinion, is well supported by Melton City Council. Thank you for the comment, David. Which includes quality sporting and recreational facilities, a bowling green and clubrooms, and a historic schoolhouse. Given the proposal to create a municipal boundary realignment, what immediate impact could this have on our community with respect to funding opportunities whilst the proposal hangs in the balance? As we've stated in comments to the press, David, Diggers Rest is a valuable component of the City of Melton, and it's Council's position that it should remain part of the City of Melton. And in that regard, we will be taking the view that it will be business as usual until there is a determination by the government to do otherwise. So in terms of impact on Diggers Rest in the medium term, I believe there will be no direct impact from a council funding and support standpoint. The next question of Mr. O'Connor's is, in the event that Diggers Rest was to form part of the new municipality of Sunbury, many residents seem confused as to the projected service provision that would accompany any proposed municipal boundary changes. Currently, Caroline Springs Police attend to the community of Diggers Rest. In accordance with item 11.13, as contained within the notice paper, would Council please write to Victoria Police seeking clarification with respect to proposed future policing boundaries for the township of Diggers Rest? And the short answer is yes. I'm more than happy to write that letter to seek clarification. We will write to the Chief Commissioner and ask him what the proposal is at this point in time. The next question is from Michelle Mendez. Michelle's in the gallery. Question is, did Council write to Vic Roads about the timeline of construction of the Bullmans Road interchange and off-ramp? If so, have you had a reply? Michael Tudball, Acting General Manager Planning and Development, will respond.
Thanks, Mr. CEO. As you would be aware, in the gallery probably aware, a flyover was constructed by Vic Roads at the intersection of High Street and Bullmans Road. Council did write to Vic Roads and continues to advocate for a full diamond interchange at that location, but to date Vic Roads have made no commitment to deliver on this. And as far as I'm aware, I did check this afternoon and I can come back, but as far as I'm aware, we haven't had a response.
Thank you. The next question is from Mario Kasia and the Kasia family. And this question, it is rather long. And so, excuse me. If I can just attempt to praise it. It's really about affordability and housing and services, infrastructure services and local jobs. And this is in relation to the Plumpton PSP, am I correct? And the preliminary interaction with landowners and the indicative designated uses on said lands, and particularly in relation to the properties designated in the draft as reserve land. Yep. So.
Carry on, Mario.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kasher.
Okay. As you are aware, in just in responding generally to the question, you're well aware, and I know we've had a number of discussions around the process of the establishment of the precinct structure plans and the designations, and the process that it needs to go through both through the Metropolitan Planning Authority and the Council and the Minister and so on. So there's a great deal of work. It is in a preliminary stage and there is the opportunity for landholders to submit. And I guess whilst Council's well aware of your ambitions for that land and your community elements that you're proposing for that land, it's really tied up in that whole larger process, but I'm happy to have that conversation with you, as I'm sure Mr. Shannon and Mr. Badger will be at the point they return. Both are on leave currently, as you're probably aware.
So,
yes. 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 Yeah, with council offices, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Kasher.
I'll set up a meeting to have a discussion with you, Mario. Okay. And that completes public questions this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. 11.1. Sorry, 11, presentation of staff reports.
Mr. Mayor, could I move that the following items be, and their recommendations be accepted as written? The following blocked items are 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4, 11.6, 11.8, 11.10.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mainlock. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. 11.5. Item 11.5, annual action plan reporting. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, just a quick, very quick overview on our reporting process. Obviously, we're obligated to report to the council on our action plan for the past year, being 13-14, and propose at the same time to put our actions up to council for consideration for the forthcoming year, and that's part of the appended documents this evening. We have established our council plan, which is a 2013-17 document, and that's prepared in accordance with the Local Government Act 1989. The plan is reviewed annually and is to adapt to the evolving needs of our community, which changes basically every month, and Council considers that as part of the review. We do produce the action plan, as I said, that identifies the way forward of the initiatives and outcomes that we expect out of our Council plan, which is our strategic document. The progressive achievements of the action plan is reported at the conclusion of each quarter of the financial year, with a final summary provided at the conclusion of each financial year. A summary of these documents are appended to this report, councillors, and appendix 1 obviously is the 13-14 action plan and the outcomes, and I'll review that in a moment. Appendix 2 is another document which is the way forward for 14-15, and their initiatives have come straight out of our strategic document, the council plan. And appended to the document as number 3 is the local government reporting framework initiative that council is putting, our council needs to consider this evening. I suppose some of the key strategic documents that has been achieved is obviously the municipal public health and wellbeing plan for 13-17, which is a large strategic document. The retail and activity areas strategy that's been presented to council, our economic development and tourism strategy for the term of 2014 and 2030, and a mix. We have the municipal early years plan for the next few years that council has considered, and the disability action plan, which council has considered and launched and was very highly regarded with the federal government. And obviously council's advocacy strategy, which isn't that old, which gives us guidance of who we talk to and when we talk to up the track to achieve the outcomes that are in our council plan. If I can just guide you to page 47, I think it is, in the document, which is really what I call the traffic light process, that shows you that in 13-14, obviously 135 actions, the tick is where we have completed, so they're reports or issues that have been addressed by council. We have 8 progressing, which is the green light, and we have 23 which is either still to be carried over in future action plans or in consideration, so it's not a bad achievement to date overall for 13 and 14. And then if I can quickly just take you to page 94, which is the way forward for next year, and I won't go through that specifically. Again, it's the same process from 12 months ago, and appended, as I said, on number 3 is a local government framework reporting. So rather than go through all of those documents, which are quite thick, it's been considered by council before, in a briefing at least, is we're asking council tonight to consider those documents and receive and note, obviously, Appendix 1, which is the action plans for 2013-14, endorse our way forward for the next 12 months of 14-15, and receive and note the framework reporting document as appended in document 3. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Midlick. Does any councillor wish to second the motion?
I'll second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. (Clears throat) 11.7, Greening the Waste. Mr. Heaney again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is in regards to a strategic plan that was initiated some time ago. The Greening of the West strategy, if you like, supported by a range of authorities and organisations, which Council is one part, throughout the western region of Melbourne. The project aims to improve the livability of the community and provide positive outcomes to those communities in the way of providing basically green spaces right throughout the region in a consistent approach. In 2011, City West Water facilitated what they called a think tank at Caroline Springs to investigate opportunities to work together basically from these stakeholders across the region to improve the livability of our communities, and so we should. The Greening of the West Steering Committee has subsequently facilitated the development of the strategic plan by appointing the Water and Carbon Group as a consultancy to undertake the work previously for this strategy. The plan is a strategic way forward for greening the West, and I suppose from Council's point of view, if I can just point out the improvements in our municipality in the last 2 years as far as greening, with water initiatives, funding opportunities, planting of trees, etc. That's what this document's all about. So it's trying to get all of the players together to work together to achieve a great outcome in the West. So this document really, councillors, I just put forward to you tonight to endorse and support the Greening the West, a regional approach, which is the strategic plan, which is appended to the report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'm happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor, and commend all the stakeholders that were involved in this document. It's a great way to advocate for more greening of the West.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 11.9. Mr. Marlowski has a declaration of interest in this motion. Municipal Loan 175. Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I present to Council the report, and I note in the purpose of the report it makes reference to Municipal Loan 173. Purpose of the report talks about taking up a loan of 175 for the purpose of refinancing Municipal Loan 174. To provide greater clarification to Council in that regard, Council in its 2014-15 budget process made provision for a $7.5 million amount to be borrowed to refinance Loan 174. Loan 174 was taken out in August 2013 through a tender process undertaken by the Municipal Association of Victoria for a term of 1 year on a variable interest rate of interest-only repayments. Council was intending to participate in the local government funding vehicle, which has been the subject of a previous report to Council for consideration, to refinance the loan over a longer period of time. The objective of the local government funding vehicle is to raise funding from the public bond market on behalf of participating councils, providing a more cost-competitive financing solution to Victorian councils. When it actually came time for council to pursue or participate in that process, it compared the market rates with those offered by the funding vehicle, and council was able to obtain lower rates with more flexible terms. The local government funding vehicle facility offered interest-only repayments at either 5 or 7 year terms. On page 219, Mr. Mayor, under financial considerations, it sets out the outcomes of the process the Council undertook in obtaining the financial institutions and their funding levels that they provided to Council. They are clearly set out in the loan option number 1, 2 and 3. Council has the option of not borrowing in this instance and use any available funds or to consider any other options, including option number 2 set out on page 219 under a variable interest rate process. With interest rates at historic lows, option 3 at 4.77% as set out still is the most attractive rate available to Council. There is no certainty that these interest rates will remain at these low levels. The variable rate option will also not give fixed servicing costs if Council proceeds with option number 2. With this in mind, Mr. Mayor, I present to Council the recommendation set out on page 218, which is made up in 5 parts, and I will read it to the Council for the purpose of clarification. It is that 1. Council takes up loan 175 for an amount of $7.5 million from the National Australia Bank at a rate of 4.77% interest. 2. The new borrowings to be fixed for 10 years with principal and interest repayments over that 10-year term. 3. The drawdown date of the loan will be 30 September 2014. 5. The mortgage documents prepared by National Australia Bank be signed and sealed by Council. And 5. The Council authorised the Chief Executive Officer and the General Manager of Corporate Services to sign the loan documentation on behalf of Council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any Council require further clarification? Do you have a Councillor to move the motion?
I'd like to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a Councillor to second the motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Quigley. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 11.11, Mountain Planning Scheme Amendment C156. Ms. Pettit.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report relates to Mountain Planning Scheme Amendment C156. It was an application for a heritage overlay on land at 13 Diggers Rest, Kamada Road in Diggers Rest. The purpose of the report is to consider whether it is appropriate to pursue the planning scheme amendment. Back in April this year, Council resolved to initiate a planning scheme amendment to provide planning protection to a heritage dwelling known as Athenry in the Diggers Rest Township. The dwelling was subsequently destroyed in fire back in May. Further heritage assessment of what remains of the building has been undertaken and it's been decided that the heritage value has now been lost. It is therefore considered that Council should not pursue any further with the planning scheme amendment. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Pettit. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the recommendation and also add a further one that, so we've got the first one, that council not pursue amendment C156 to the Melton planning scheme and also have council officers to initiate discussions with the landowners to look at opportunities for a historical park when the site is developed in the future.
Thank you, Councillor Cooley. Do you have a councillor to second the amendment to the motion?
I'd like to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. All those in favour of the amended motion? I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 11.12, Western Plains North Green Wedge Management Plan. Ms. Pettit, again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider the Western Plains North Green Wedge Management Plan and associated documents. Council has prepared the management plan, which is a statutory requirement for all green wedges within Melbourne. Green wedges are the non-urban areas of metropolitan Melbourne that lie outside the urban growth boundary. The purpose of these management plans is to identify strategies and actions to be implemented by Council and other major stakeholders to manage and strengthen key feature and values within green wedge areas. Green wedge management plans seek to provide knowledge of environmental, social and economic attributes of these areas, enhancing and protecting them from increasing environmental degradation, urban pressures, decreasing viability of farming and ensuring sustainable management for future generations. It should be noted by Council that the Green Wage Management Plans are not a mechanism to review the urban growth boundary, which will be subject to further review by state government in the future. An extensive consultation process has been run for the Western Plains North Green Wage Management Plan. All landowners, occupiers and stakeholders within the Green Wage were invited to participate in three rounds of consultation and prepare submissions in response to key documents. All consultation events were very well attended, with in excess of 100 people attending each session. The project team has carefully considered the issues and opportunities identified during background analysis, consultation events, community surveys and submissions. From this analysis, the management plan has been prepared. A draft version of the management plan was out for consultation in May of this year. Council received 37 submissions responding to the draft plan. These have been summarised and responded into Appendix 8 of the Council report. The management plan has also been updated in response to these submissions. A number of strategies and actions have been identified within the plan. These will be implemented over short, medium and long-term timeframes. The key bodies who are identified as partners for specific actions in the management plan have either been part of the development plan through a series of stakeholder workshops or have been provided with an opportunity to comment on the plan. It is considered that the approval of this management plan will ensure Council has not only met statutory obligations, we are also putting strategies in place to improve the status quo of the Western Plains North Green Wedge, ensuring its viability in the future. It is therefore recommended that Council adopt the recommendation as set out in the report.
Thank you, Ms. Bennett. Does any Council require any further clarification?
Yes, please, Mr. Mayor. I just have a couple of questions. I'll ask each one and get a response before I go on to the next one. On page 266, it actually states that explore opportunities for longer-term public access to land along the three main creek corridors. And it's this bit of concern by landowners that there's going to be, because there may be buffers along creekways and waterways, that pathways will be going along the back of their properties. And I'm just wondering, this strategy will make sure or has something in place that will not occur to public land, private land, sorry.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Basically, there's no proposal to go and formally acquire any of the land off private ownership. It would be something that would go through some further investigations down the track to look at if someone was looking at doing any development on their site, whether there was opportunities to work with that landowner to see if we could get any connections through that area. But the intent's not to go and formally acquire any land off any private ownership at the moment or in the future.
Yeah. Thank you. And the second query that I've got is on page 304, roughly. It speaks about subdivisions and the different areas. I think there was quite a few different areas given different numbers, and hence they've got different subdivision categories. And that's covered by the MPS, which is a Melton Planning Strategy. Has that been implemented yet, or will that be written as an outcome from this strategy?
It would be an outcome from this strategy. So the plan has identified 8 areas, and there'd be further implementation and actions to be pursued as a result of adopting the management plan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any other council require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'm happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor, and commend the department for a very very comprehensive document.
Thank you, Councillor Middick. Does any councillor wish to second the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Marowski. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 11.13, Sunbury City Council. Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this report is brought to you to advise of the State Government response to the Hume panel report recommending the establishment of a new municipality to be called Sunbury City Council. As councillors would recall, the Minister appointed a panel to conduct a review and make recommendations to the Minister on the creation of a new municipality. out of the Hume City Council. This panel has reported to the Minister by the due date of 30th of June, and it recommended the creation of a new municipality centred on the Sunbury Township to take effect from the 1st of July 2015. In making its recommendations, the panel report stated that it placed particular weight on community of interest considerations in determining its recommendation in relation to the boundary of the new municipality. The panel has recommended that the portion of the suburb of Diggers Rest, which is located in the city of Melton, be considered for inclusion in the proposed municipality at a future date, but only after consultation with the local community. In all, the panel made 30 recommendations, and the Minister has accepted all bar three of these. The recommendation in relation to the future of Diggers Rest was one of the ones accepted by the Minister. However, there has been no indication from the Department or the Minister at this stage as to what the process might be for such consultation or what timelines might be involved in that consultation. So therefore, there is some uncertainty at a municipal level and certainly at a local Diggers Rest level, I would understand, around what their future is and what the timing around that future might be. It is open to council and the community to simply await on the minister's advice in respect of this matter. However, that would seem to be not a great course of action. So it is recommended that council write to the Minister for Local Government, the Honourable Tim Bull, seeking his advice as to what the timeline and the process will be for consultation with residents of Diggers Rest in relation to the panel recommendation for the entire township of Diggers Rest to be considered by the government for inclusion in the new city of Sunbury at a future date. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Does any council require any further clarification? Councillor Medley.
I have a question through you, Mr. Mayor. The determination of Sunbury separating from Hume City Council, a plebiscite was taken involving the whole community and asking the whole municipality. Do we know if Diggers Rest was to be considered separating from Melton? Will the whole of Melton City Council residents be consulted, or will it just be the Diggers Rest residents?
Okay. The recommendation from the panel makes reference to consultation with the Diggers Rest community. However, I believe that it would be equally appropriate in the secession from Melton Municipality for the entire municipality to be canvassed, similar to what was done in Hume prior to the Sunbury City being created. But in terms of this letter that I've recommended, that forms part of the process end of the request. So it's about what's the timing and what is the process and the type or nature of the plebiscite, the coverage of it, the timing of it, it sort of fits into that process element. So we'll seek that clarification and hopefully we'll be able to report back to council in some detail and the community.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Does any other council require any further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Cooley. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second it.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Agenda item number 12, report of delegates appointed to other bodies. Excuse me, guys. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was actually absent from the last council meeting, so I'll just run through the ones that I didn't report on. In that time, the committees I attended was the Borough, the Heritage, Road to Zero, and the Ravenhall Prison CAG. And on the 27th of August, I chaired the Caldac meeting in to replace yourself, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Pugliari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just with the Ravenhall Prison Community Advisory Group, which I chaired, discussions were based around the update of the new medium security men's prison, which will accommodate over 1,000 prisoners. For those who don't know, the new prison will be adjacent to the Metropolitan Remand Centre and the Dame Phyllis Frost Centre next to the Deer Park Bypass. They did say the construction will commence in early 2015 and be completed in 2017. I also attended and assessed many applications for the Collingwood Community Benefit Grant, which we there was a figure of $93,000. So we had numerous applications. I think there was about 29 from community groups and organisations to support projects and initiatives with a community benefit. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Councillor Medley.
No committee meetings this month for me. Thanks, Ms. May.
Thank you. Councillor Madaluski, I'm not sure if you've got any committees yet.
No, I don't have any community meetings to address.
Okay, mate. Councillor Ramsey, you've been...
unless it was at the Western Hospital, no, sorry, not to report.
Okay. First, 27th of August, I attended the Poetry Slam in Caroline Springs on behalf of the Arts and Cultural Committee. It was a great night. It was actually part of the Melbourne Writers Festival. We had nine poets come along and portrayed their work, if you like. But it was a really great chance for Melton to get involved in the Melbourne Writers Festival. And it was a really successful night, thanks to our staff member, Ruby, who did a fantastic job organising it all. On the 1st of September, I attended the Arts and Culture Committee, and probably the kingpin of the night was the actual discussion over moving our sleeping horse from the clock tower, which was actually moved, I think, last week. It's actually gone back to the original artist who produced it. It was becoming a danger, it was falling to pieces, so it had to be moved. But the original artist decided she would like it back home where it belonged. On the 2nd of September, I attended the Lead West with many other councillors in the city, which was a night promoting what's good about the West. And we actually were promoting lots of good things about Melton, especially our new venture Melton was on show on the night. On the 3rd, I attended the Transport Strategy night at the Melton Library. That was the last of, I think, three or four that had been in all the different areas, but had it in Caroline Springs. I'd been in Rockbank, I think it'd been in Diggers Rest, the first one, and the last one was in Melton. And that was an interesting night to see the options for the future for Melton. And on the 30th of August, I attended ONAM celebrations as part of the Cultural and Diverse Committee. It was a South Indian celebration, which celebrates, as it's called, the ONAM celebration. Thank you. Council representation acknowledgement 13.1, Assembly of Councillors, and in accordance with Section 88 of the Local Government Act.
Mr. Mayor, to move. I'd like to move that the record of Assembly of Council is attached to this agenda dated 3rd of September and 16th of September 2014 be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Millick. Do I have a Councillor second?
Could I second that, please, Mr. Mayor?
I think so, Councillor Ramsey. You would apology on some of them. So
I was one of them.
One of them, but you've gone to both of them.
I'll second it.
I can second them, I just can't move them.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Let it roll. Okay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? No? All those in favour? I declare it carried. 13.2, public address by each councillor. Councillor Madaluski.
I have no address to make this month.
Thank you. Councillor Dunn.
I knew he was going to do just to make me stand up.
Councillor Ramsey, please be quiet.
Actually, quite an exciting last month. Some great things that I attended. The Lead West, Spring to the West, the launch of the Rockbank North development in Rockbank. Kids Teaching Kids, which I attended with Mr Mayor at the Currajang Primary School, which was fantastic. The Mayor's Volunteer Recognition Dinner, which was an absolutely fantastic night, if I may say. I don't think I've enjoyed myself so much. Just great to see so many volunteers from our municipality having a great night and enjoying themselves. And I think it was really good for the council to actually reward these volunteers for the hard work that they tirelessly do. And I think everyone there enjoyed themselves as well. I attended the annual sports award night with Lydia Vassella and Brad Hodges, which was once again another great night. Business breakfast at Tabcorp, tour of the Melton Botanic Gardens, which is always fantastic because it's great to just keep seeing how it's coming along and gives me a bit of inspiration to go home and plant a few more trees, even though they usually die. I attended the Community Benefits Grant presentation at the Collingwood Club, which was once again fantastic to see, and the Brookside College Wellbeing Festival. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Cooley-Owen.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I'll just highlight on one, which was the Lead West Initiative Spring into the West at Queen's Hall and Parliament House that many of us councillors and officers attended in early September. It was to highlight and showcase what a Melbourne's West, what it has to offer, and displays were set up in the Queen's Hall with all of Lead West local government members participating, which included the City of Melton. And over 600 visitors and over 100 members of Parliament were shown the displays, and it was an enjoyable evening. Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Millett.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I won't talk about the Spring into the West. I think it's already been talked about, but just wanted to highlight that the Premier of Victoria, Dr Napthine, did speak, as did the Lead West Chairman, Barry Harvey, and also Gary Megan, operator of the boathouse of the Maribyrnong River, who spoke very highly of the western suburbs. Or he's better known as one of the judges of MasterChef, so that was very exciting. I also attended the Melton Business Breakfast with Bernard Salt from KPMG as the guest speaker, and this was a great morning that highlighted the many wonderful opportunities that Melton has to offer for businesses to invest into our community. Continuous constant growth, a young and vibrant demographic, close proximity to Melbourne's CBD are just a few highlights for our city's opportunities and strengths for potential business investment. And the morning also included the launch of the Venture Melton Business Prospectus, which I'm very thrilled about. It's Council's new investment attraction program developed to highlight the advantages of doing business in the City of Melton. And, Mr Mayor, well done to the Economic Development Team, which one of the members are here, for a great event and also a great prospectus. I attended also the Collingwood Football Grant, and I also attended the TLC for Kids fundraiser event with yourself, Mr Mayor, at Westwaters. And this was a very moving event. This charity, Australian charity, was founded in 1989 and is a nationwide service that aims to help children in hospitals all across Australia. Many children are scared or in pain during their treatments, and TLC for Kids provides special distraction boxes, which makes the kids' treatment a little more bearable. And we had a few, like a slideshow that was very, very moving, seeing these sick little kids in pain but having a smile on their face because there's these distraction boxes in place which are filled with toys and things. And lastly, well done to Madison Parker for finally getting her meeting with the Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott. It was great to see that Maddie finally got her wish to speak with the Prime Minister and advocate for Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and others who are suffering from rare medical conditions. And I hope that her advocacy will get some funding for her and also other children. Thanks, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Millett. I attended a lot of different things, with a lot of things that have been said already, which were all very good nights. I really enjoyed them. I'll just pick up a couple of things. and tended the dead ball at Kernjang Secondary on Friday night. That was a really good night. I attended on the 19th the Children Drama and Circus, which was a training run by the Westside Circus in conjunction with our own staff member Ruby Wingrove, who's doing a fantastic job in the arts and culture area. She was, as I spoke about earlier on, about the... the port in Caroline Springs. She was involved with that as well. She's doing such a fantastic job in that area. And it was run by Westside Circus, and there was nights held in Melton, Rockbank, and in Caroline Springs. And it was a final night. All the kids that trained in the drama in the circus put on a performance for around about 45 minutes to an hour. And it was a really, really good night. Probably one of the highlights of the month was actually Charlie Chaplin, would you believe, and he attended our community hall, and we watched one of his silent movies, and to be honest, when I first heard about it, I thought, this sounds really good, but as I got closer to the day, I wasn't sure how it was going to work, but on the night, it was fantastic. Everybody in the hall, you could hear the belly laughs, you know, real chuckles. It was a really good night, and the people that did attend had a great night. And that is my report for tonight.
Mr. Mayor, do I get to say something?
Oh, sorry, Councillor Ramsey. I forgot. I thought you were in your bed.
Thank you. I am... If the Mayor can indulge me for half a second, I just want to say thank you to Council, to my fellow councillors, to the residents and the community of this wonderful municipality, because over the last 2 to 3 months, my mother and I have been really, really unwell. And last month during the council meeting, I was having a 7-hour operation. Thank you for the flowers, the constant messages, the emails, the visits. You are all the salt of the earth. Thank you very much to Council for its continued support at home. But to all those family and special friends that did washing for me when the washing machine blew up and came down to rescue us when things went disastrously wrong, I can't thank this extended Melton family enough. Thank you so much. I came out of hospital long enough just to attend the Mayor's or Council's volunteer dinner. It was the Mayor's volunteer dinner. And can I say, this term, the two mayors have done something completely different for the community for their mayoralty year. Kathy Majlik, in her mayoralty year, handed out much-needed dollars to community groups so fledging activities could actually be utilised and galvanised, and that was something that was spectacular. But this year, Councillor Turner recognised 400 volunteers, and the night, as Councillor Dunn did say, was absolutely sensational. But to see 1,000 community groups do wonderful things for our community is just an absolute tribute to you, Mr. Mayor, and to the people that do it on a day-to-day basis, 365 days of the year. It was a sensational night, and more be it, let's continue to celebrate the unsung heroes in our community.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey, and like to say, on behalf of everybody in Council and many, many in the community, it's good to see you back on your feet and you're on the mend. Pity help us.
I'm back.
Item number 14, notices of motion.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Number 15, councillors' questions without notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a question. The recent announcement of the federal government's investment of $406 million to fund 15 hours of kindergarten in 2015, ensuring universal access continues for all children, was indeed a welcomed one. How will this announcement affect the families and children in our community and this council?
Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Majic, just a quick overview, and for the sake of the gallery, universal access is where the previous Labor government put as a policy process was that every child 1 year before school would have what's called a universal access. So attendance to four-year-old kindergarten for 15 hours. The traditional model was 10 hours, so the federal government at that time funded the additional 5 hours up to December this year. And there was talk that the government now was not going to continue that funding. But the funding has been announced for a further 12 months, so families will access 15 hours, which this council is very proud of, and 100% has achieved the 15 hours, by the way, through investment to this community, assets and services. So it's business as usual till December next year, Councillor Mosley, but still no firm commitment that will be ongoing. But families will have access to 15 hours in the next kindergarten year until we find out further what the government intends to do. Our enrolments have gone out and it's still very strong and the community is very supportive of the 15 hours. I suppose at the moment there'll be no difference to the community, but there has been angst in the community and we have been very strong as an organisation, as has our providers and the MAV, on putting our point across with all other local government and kindergarten providers. If this doesn't continue to occur at some shape and form, if 15 hours continues to be provided without the government's funding, the federal government's funding, it'd probably mean around about an extra $1,000 a family to pay for that 5 hours, or us reduce it back to the original 10 hours, which in fact now we have all these assets that are providing the extra space for these facilities. So the question, I think, is fair and reasonable, Councillor Majorlik. It's steady as you go for the next 12 months, but we're hoping to get better news once further information is presented to the federal government. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Motions without notice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a motion without notice that council officers provide a report to council on whether the Monash City Council local governance poker machine systems reform campaign is consistent with the direction of council's review of its gaming policy and should therefore be supported by this council.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Sorry, Councillor Cooley.
I also have one. A motion without notice that officers provide a report to council investigating the options and potential benefits to young people and children of establishing homework clubs at both the Caroline Springs and Melton libraries.
Thank you, Councillor Cooley. Number 17, urgent business. Neil? Number 18, confidential business.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated. Items number 18.1, 18.2, 18.3, 18.4 and 18.5 as noted.
Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Currie. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, please avail yourself of a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and I'm sure some of the councillors will join you shortly. Thank you.